Listening to BBC Radio Derby with me, Satvinder Rana, with you until 8. Then Devon Daly takes over, so make sure that you stick around for him and everything that's African and Caribbean. Now let's take you to Normanton in Derby, a very diverse area of our community. And tucked away in the back streets is the Sahara Centre, which holds many events. The centre has been known to play an important role in building links in the community. And to talk about the centre is Nick Gregory, Chair of Sahara. Nick, what is the Sahara Centre? Tell me more about it.
Pleased to meet you, Sir Vinda. Yes, I've known this project for the last 20 years. When I came to Derby 20 years ago, I went into the Pakistan Centre. And at that stage, the Sahara was just a project within the Pakistan Centre, and the manager of the centre, who was managing the project, made me very, very welcome. And we've had an enduring friendship over the last 20 years. And about, you know, I gave a lot of help with funding, I suppose, in the early days, but there was no access to green space for the elderly that were in the Pakistan Centre. And some years later, the possibility came up to get hold of the lodge in the Arboretum. So we constituted separately as a separate company, and we took over management of the lodge. Can't remember now, but it must be about 14 years ago. And we've been there ever since. And similar setup, I suppose, to what we were in the Pakistan Centre. We've got about 28 elderly that we're directly providing for at the moment, and we run gender separate sessions because of their age. So we run on 4 days a week with two sessions for the women, two sessions for the men. Beyond that, Jangir, our manager, does an awful lot of outreach into the community, pointing them in the direction of help around issues around mobility. Of course, things like dementia are not very well understood, I have to say, so he does a lot of help there. A lot of drop-in help is required, not just for issues around ageing, but people wanting support on immigration or issues and filling in medical forms and all the rest of it. And then we've always tried to run sort of health events and things like that. We've pushed up the standard of the diet, I think, within the project. We've tried to cook the vegetables for less long and make things less spicy and make things generally a bit fitter. And then we're now at a stage where we've had some extra funding from the health lottery, we've been able to actually sort of extend the work that we actually do in the community. So we've got a lot of coal.
You're doing a lot there. How important are places like the Sahara Centre, you know, community facilities for people in the inner city areas?
I think they're vastly important. I saw this with my own dad. My dad was Russian. I never heard him speak Russian until the end of his days. But older people tend to revert to the cultural beginnings. And even if their English is extremely fluent, you know, with older Pakistanis, they would prefer to be speaking in Punjabi, and they prefer to be getting a diet that they really recognise and amongst people that they feel comfortable with. And I think this is probably true for all immigrant communities.
What projects are you working on now? You recently held an Asian Christmas party.
We've celebrated Christmas for the last few years, actually, okay. and we don't celebrate it in any religious way. But don't forget some of our elder. Well, actually, of course, people have died off over the years. But so over the years, we've had elderly that served in the British forces. Yeah, don't forget. So Christmas, I'm sure, wasn't anything unfamiliar. So we have a bit of fun. We have mince pies and all the rest of it. And the other day I was Father Christmas, as I have been before. The nice thing is that we're now getting more of a mix of people coming in. So the other day when he came in, you could have, there were sort of Chinese people there, and there were English people, there were white English people there, there were Indian people there. So it's just a very nice mix of local people. And we're a lovely place, So it's very good to see our centre being used by the immediate local residents.
So what is Sweet Meat about?
Sweetmeat's really about engaging the local community and giving the community a chance to actually encounter each other, work, do things alongside each other, to exchange views and opinions, form friendships, and we hope in the end to be able to, you know, that people can actually plan what happens in the local community better.
Okay, Nick, how can people support the Sahara Centre, and how can they kind of, you know, if they want to take up the facilities, you know, all the excellent services that you've just been talking about, how do they go about making contact with the Sahara Centre?
We do have a website, and you've put me on the spot to try and remember our direct telephone number, but I think it's 01332 741429. We do have the centre is available for groups on outside of care hours, so on Fridays and weekends and evenings. We'd be very pleased to hear from you. We've got a caretaker and currently employed that can support activities, and you know, we're very used to people just dropping in as well, so come in and see us. We're very, very obvious. We're as you come in the entrance to the Arboretum Park, we are immediately on the left hand side, so come and find us.
Nick, fantastic, thank you very much for speaking to us, and the best of luck with the Sahara project.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Radio with an Asian flavour, Satvinder Rana on BBC Radio Derby.